Haha, in a world of D&D, this is Dungeon Quest!
Hi everybody, welcome back to Dungeon Quest for episode number 7, the show that is improv'd based on D&D, we think. We're still figuring that part out. I am Joe the Widget Wilson, and I am joined by my fellow co-host, the Dungeon Master himself and the man of a thousand voices, we think, Mr. Evarwin.
Hey Joe, what's up?
It's time, I've been excited to do this show for 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too. Looks like I think we have a really nice episode ahead of us. Welcome, chat room. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
If we have excessive laughing tonight on our end, that's because we have 4 webcams running, and doing this show, trying to do voices and act well with webcams is going to be quite entertaining. We are joined by our fellow co-host, the only one without a webcam, the pigtail master himself, David D'Enforce Adams.
I tried. I wanted to get it to work. I put so much effort. It's
okay.
Working.
I'm patting you on your back virtually. We are joined by the creepy little one himself, the Pell Wonder, Daniel Wilson.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dungeon Quest.
Bowing does not work well for audio, sir.
It doesn't, but I thought I'd do something for the live chat room.
And we are joined by the elemental himself, Louis Alon.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Evarwin. Dan, hey, chat room, what is going on?
I am excited to do this. I have been practicing, believe it or not. So, Mr. Dungeon Master, it is time to bring us into the world of Dungeon Quest.
All right! Dungeon Quest, Episode 7! Slaverous Timms, an evil necromancer, has kidnapped Tim, the creepy cleric, and taken him back to his evil lair, the Tower of Torturous Pain and Stuff. There, Tim is told that he harbors latent powers that he is totally unaware of. Frustrated by his inability to call forth Tim's hidden abilities, and for losing horribly to Tim in Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Stims tied up the cleric and began to lower him by his ankles into a pit filled with ravenous cannibal slaves. Meanwhile, back at zombie-ridden town of Livermore, the old man, Rogard the Paladin, and Dian the Rogue team up with a shadow elemental who initially Stims had conjured from the void to attack them, to destroy the imminent zombie threat. Tucked safely away atop a cliff, overlooking the town, the group began to question the elemental, who admits his memory is terrible but knows Stims is the one who locked him away in the shadow void. The group devised a plan where they're able to find Stims and save Tim if they could only track him down and fill the old man's planner device with gems in which to power it. As the sun began to rise, they spotted a large group of zombies roaming toward another town off in the distance, and a smaller group walking up a footpath toward them. The old man, Rogard, Dian, and the shadow elemental, dig their heels in and prepare for a battle.
Hey, Dean, do you think I can get a strike this time? I think I got a spare last time.
I don't see any large boulders around here, brother.
Aw. At least they pop when you poke them with a sword. They kind of squish.
Yeah, but they kind of bite, too.
All right, hold on a second, fellas. Now, huh? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 coming at us, all right? We got plenty of time before they get here, so, ready? Let's figure this out.
Our group has the initiative.
All right, guys. Bravo, hey. Foxtrot, team.
Dean, how about we do rock, paper, scissors?
Or rock, paper, scissors. Ready?
One. Paper. Always paper.
Why'd I get it? I got a scissors.
How? While everyone in the group argues as to who's going to go first, the Shadow Elemental steps up and notches a arrow with his bow.
Or we could just simply do this.
He draws a string back and releases an arrow. The arrow soars through the air and gets a perfect headshot right on one of them. 5 left.
All right, Ian, okay, how'd you rock again? Was it the ball of the fist or knuckle?
Yeah, it's when you ball your fist up, and then it's like, instead of doing the flat and or the two, it's, oh crap, they're coming!
Oh!
Would you just shut up? The Shadow Elemental only got one of them! Rogue, I go over there and do something, Paladin!
Well, I very much so. They're undead. I am a Paladin, after all.
Shut up and do it!
Aha! Come here, you.
Rogar raises his shield and charges towards the 5 of them.
And I rolled a 14.
Running down the path.
Just so you know.
What's that, Joe?
I rolled a 14, just so you know.
Okay.
Draw my sword.
Charging down the path. He hits one of them with a shield, knocking him off the cliff, and spins around with his sword and aiming for the 3rd zombie's head, misses, and cuts off a wrist. Dan, roll.
I roll a 9 on my dagger's attack of twin daggers of doom and terror. I rolled a 9.
Let's try to keep those daggers in your hands this time.
Didn't do that well.
Realizing his opportunity, Dean pulls a dagger, readies it, and hurls it through the air. It spins over in top of itself 3, 17 times and nicks the ear of a zombie, instead of burying it in his head.
As the ear was falling off.
Got him! That ear will never know what's coming at it, man. Yeah.
The Shadow Elemental shakes his head.
Boje moi. Must I do everything?
That's okay, I'm just warming up.
Pulls another arrow, knocks it back, drawing the arrow back and releasing another arrow.
Number 2.
So why is he so epic? He doesn't have to roll dice. We have to and miss.
I'm trying to get
comic relief.
Lou, roll!
Roll a 5.
The arrow goes soaring through the air and then lands on the ground and kind of rolls around a bit in front of one of the zombies' feet.
That's the first. I'll have to work on this.
I think we shouldn't have had that mead.
The paladin chuckles to himself.
Ha-ha!
Takes his sword and buries it into the abdomen of a zombie that is closest to him. He pulls it, spins around, and hacks its head off.
That's one.
All right. Ultra Dean wow, I actually rolled something good. A 15.
Dean pulls another dagger from his waist, readies it, throws it through the air. It spins through the air and gets a next zombie directly in the forehead, sending him 3 feet back, which is just enough to push him over the cliff, and he falls to his second death.
Sweet!
Do you have any glue, old man? Maybe he can keep those daggers in his hand for once?
They're throwing daggers. They're special. These are... Oh, crap. Those weren't my throwing daggers.
The group, realizing they have one left, the Shadow Elemental makes this one count.
Bow swords. Swords.
The Shadow Elemental disappears into thin air and then reappears behind the zombie.
Rolled a 13.
He takes one of his swords and buries it into the back of a zombie, hitting his shoulder blades instead, not quite killing it or stopping it in its tracks, but seriously mortally wounding it.
Oh, seems I've been getting a little rusty. I'll have to work on this some more. All right, I'm going to try and bash its head in.
Standing right next to the shadow elemental, Rogard grabs the zombie and just throws it off the cliff.
Ha-ha, that's how you do it.
Well, hopefully he stays dead this time.
Well, no, Shalamental, I don't think our experiment worked. He did not fly.
Oh, well, we'll just have to keep trying then. Oh, wait, I think we're out of zombies.
There's still
well
a bunch.
Done, fellas. That's what I'd like to see, a little teamwork.
There's a team?
All right, guys, I got an idea. Come on over here. Let's group up a little bit, all right?
Ready, set, hike. Oh, wait, huddle.
No, don't run at me. All right. Now, yeah, we got no way of warning those people in the town over there that they've got a tremendous horde of zombies coming at them. But they probably have an idea that the horde of zombies is coming at them because they could probably plainly see them.
You know, I don't think that's much of a town. They've got some stone walls over there.
Well, here's how it's going to work. If I can see it, I can use my wand and teleport to it.
Really? That's convenient.
So we definitely couldn't have done that earlier when we had a town full of zombies.
Well, like I said, I'm old. I forget.
Grandpa.
I couldn't see it. Why? Listen, when you get to be my age and decrepit, all right, you'll know where I'm coming from now. Shut your mouth and hold my butt. Not literally. Oh. Just get over here.
Oh, Grandpa.
Do I have to touch this guy?
Oh, he's like leather.
If you poke it, it kind of springs back.
The old man waves his wand in the air, and hold on a second, guys, let me get in on this here.
Don't crowd this here, the whole thing here, Mr. Nathaniel.
We gotta take the narrator with us? Come on, Grandpa.
Well, I don't want you to have to leave me here. There are zombies everywhere. Okay. Besides, you guys don't do anything without me anyway. The old man waves his wand in the air, and they disappear. You know, bright flash of light, and they reappear inside the walls of a keep inside the town known as Delm's Heap.
Wow.
That's creative.
That's not knockoff at all.
No, not at all. Not sure where they got that from, actually.
I do my best.
Shut up.
Name sounds quite familiar, I think. Not sure.
Halt. Who goes there?
Oh, eh? What? Huh? Hey! Oh! Mr. Guard Thingy! Hello!
Hi there, Mr. Warrior! Hello, foil fellow warrior! How are you doing today, sir?
I'm standing 3 feet from you. You don't have to shout.
I'm not shouting. This is how I talk, sir.
I'm talking about your old man.
I don't think he has the lung capacity to even speak more than a whisper.
He is kind of deaf, though, so he shouts because...
How did you lot even get in here? This whole place is all closed off.
He did it.
I okay, did well, it, actually.
It started when we went through this cave. And we were, like, fighting some wolves outside of it. And then we got, I don't know, somewhere along the line, we got teleported to this really snowy place.
Shut your mouth. There was,
okay.
Be quiet. I don't want to hear anything from you. Hey!
You asked how we got here.
Quiet. I don't want to hear anything from you. You're all arrested. We're gonna go talk to the Lord.
Grandpa, I can't go back. I can't go back inside.
All right, dear, hold on. This has happened before. Do what he tells us to do, I suppose. And
okay, warrior's code. Got it.
All right.
You guys, turn around. March forward to that keep. We gotta figure this out.
Dean, it's left foot first, then right. Left foot, right.
Yeah, right. Left, then right.
Oh, so he's all
the other left. Damn.
Meanwhile, Tim is being lowered by his ankles inside a pit. Into a pit of cannibal slaves reaching up to greet their dinner with frenzied hunger.
Oh, God. I thought I would have been out of this already. Mr. Announcer, can't you do anything? I mean, it's a little too early for me to die.
Tim, and accept your fate.
dinner.
30 seconds time. Tim will be eaten by zombies if he doesn't figure out a way in order to get out of this predicament.
Din din time, fellas.
All right. I think I got something here. I'm going to pull out my quarterstaff, turn it into a sword of light, slice the chain, grab onto the chain, swing as fast and as hard as I can, land on the other side.
Sound there, crap, there we go. Tim, try harder.
Tick-tock.
Oh, God. That's all I had. You know what? Fine. I am going. Crap.
Time. Fail under pressure.
Crap. I thought that was acceptable. I mean, come on, it's a Star Wars reference.
Through his frustration and anger, Tim's ankles managed to somehow heat themselves up to a point of beyond boiling temperatures, heating up their shackles and melting them. Tim falls, he's freed, and catches himself just before he goes into the pit of despair. Cannibals are reaching toward him, trying to clamber up and get him and eat at him. He kicks them away furiously. Zed rolls over and grabs him, helping him up.
Ah, good try.
Zed? Let go of me.
Slice
your hands off with the staff.
You smell good.
Okay. Stims, get him off of me! Get him off of me!
Back away, Zed. I knew you had it in you all along. If only you could just harness that power. But it's in you.
Well, you have a strange way of doing that, but I'll go with it.
I can be persuasive.
Ah, tough love.
Oh, you're not done yet, though, Tim. No.
Oh, this doesn't sound good. No. This doesn't sound good.
We're going to the roof. I have a friend of yours to meet. Or I have a friend of mine you should meet.
Very, very good, Master. Very, very good.
Steven, bring the copper tone and the floaties.
Stop that. Stop that, Zed. It tickles.
Nick. Steven.
Let's go, you two, to the elevator.
Yes, Master.
Zed, grab your flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
We have much to discuss.
So does this mean that I'm still a prisoner?
Yes, it does.
Oh. All right, then.
The group travels over to... walks over, rather, to an elevator. They climb inside and take it all the way up to the top floor, which is the roof.
Top floor, sporting goods.
On top of the roof is nothing but a pool and some lounge chairs.
So... okay, this doesn't make any sense. Are you going to try and drown me? Am I going to have to fight a water elemental? Is this what it is?
No, drowning you would probably kill you, and you're much too valuable to me right now, Tim. The pool is for my relaxation. You will fight my fire dragon!
Okay. One more time, please.
Fire! Zed, dragon! Oh, shut up. You'll see in a second.
Zed, stay out of the pool.
Zed, stay out of the pool. Speedo!
Last time you started to dissolve.
Water!
Reaching up to the sky, Zed calls forth a portal into the fire realm, and a fire dragon is extracted from it.
Oh my god.
His head comes peeking out from the portal first, and then his long neck stretches through it. His wings, one wing first, and then the second afterward, and his long hind legs, his strong hind legs, comes afterward, and he gives flight, and his large 20-foot wingspan can be seen for all as he flaps his gigantic dragon-like wings like that and flies around. And...
Great description there, sir.
Thank you.
Let me ask you.
Maybe you could have made him a little bit smaller.
Tim, you will fight to the death with this fire dragon.
If you say so.
Steven, bring the copatone. I burn.
Here's your SPF 30, sir.
Thank you. Put it on my back a little bit.
I'll try, sir. Last time, it didn't go so well.
As Steven applies the SPF 30 to Stim's disgusting skin, the fire dragon flies around Tim, breathing his fire and flames and lava from his mouth all over the place.
Oh God! What can I do here? Okay, I'm gonna use this water. I'm gonna make a shield around me. This'll help.
Use what you've known to be true, Tim.
Sir.
Or die.
Master, this mole. It keeps clumping up around the mole.
I'll just smooth it around a little bit. It gets a little nasty on the left shoulder there.
The hairs, they get in the way a little bit.
Chew them off.
Yes, master. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my Lord. This is really distracting. I'm trying to fight a dragon here.
While Tim is distracted, the dragon hurls a huge fireball from his mouth, and it hits Tim squarely in the face, sending him all the way back. And he falls off the tower and catches himself before he completely falls off the tower. He's hanging by his hands off the tower.
Guys? Yes, I forgot. I'm by myself here. Alright, I can do this.
Hangs there, he notices one thing. The fire didn't hurt him at all!
Oh, wow. I'm fireproof! Okay, but I'm still hanging. Okay, come on, Tim, let's do some quick thinking here.
This scar from Skyrim?
Yes, yeah, get a little bit in there if you can. It's
festering, sir. I'm going to have to lick it clean.
Oh, and... Well, that's what I hire you for, you ingrate.
Yes, master.
Zed, puke!
Squeeze the pus out.
Oh. Oh, God. Give me a minute.
It's a little green, sir. Do I try to save it in the jar?
Save it along with the rest of it.
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. Let's see. Can I do this? I'm going to try and levitate up to the top of the tower again.
The dragon flies around the tower. Tim is dangling on a ledge, unable to heave himself back up to where it could be relatively safe. He's starting to panic. His foot is slipping. His grip is slowly slipping off of the tower. And the dragon is right behind him.
Oh, God, I'm dragon food. Where's the old man when I need him? I need that voice. I need that quirky little old manness. The paladin and the rest, okay, you can leave them behind. But somebody, please, help.
You are special, little man, aren't you?
Go, Fluffy Snucklebutts. Rah, rah, rah.
I suppose I am? How are you talking to me? Does this mean I'm... Am I Dragonborn?
Dragons have speech, my friend.
Oh, so I'm not Dragonborn?
No, that's a silly little game. I got it all wrong. We don't...
Okay, then. Anyway, do you think maybe I can catch a ride?
You could be very powerful, my friend. Get on my back.
Okay, thank you.
Escaping!
Hey, what? What's going on? Hey! Tim jumps on the fire dragon's back, and he flaps his dragon wings and begins to fly up and over Stims and his group and soars down through the mist. Ah, we can't let him escape. Prepare the unsummoning ritual, Zed.
Zed, catch him, Zed. Fly!
Steven, get my slippers.
Oh, yes, master. The ones that smell like 2 weeks?
Yes, though.
I keep them in my special cupboard.
Okay, so...
Meanwhile, as the dragon soars downward through the mist, a barren wasteland begins to appear in front of Tim. Millions of people gathered around Stim's tower, lined up, shoulder to shoulder, can be seen from horizon to horizon.
What is this? Do you know anything about this, Mr. Dragon? I don't know exactly what to call you.
All too well, I know. These are the slaves of Slaverus Stim's necromancy.
So they're undead as well?
No. They know all too well the torture Stim's keeps upon them. It would be good if he were to kill them, but unfortunately, he uses them as a source to drain their life.
Well, that doesn't sound all too good. Anyway, you know what? I'm about to kick this guy square in the jaw. Get me back up there.
We don't have much time, Tim, but you need to see these millions of slaves.
I don't understand why I need to see this. I mean, I already hate the guy.
So you can know the kind of evil he represents to all of time and space. He's pulled all of these millions of people from their own time and realms to leech their life force only to sustain his power.
Wait a minute, you said realms, plural. Does this mean he can travel through the planes as well?
Yes. We are not on your plane right now. He created this world with his hate and black magic and necromancy.
Okay, then. The old man needs to know about this. I need to get to him. I've seen enough. Get me back up there.
Time has run out, my friend. Good luck.
Thank you.
Just at that moment, the dragon disappears with Tim on it, and he begins to plummet to his death toward the roof of the tower.
Oh, God! I thought this was going to be easy!
Thought you could get away, Tim!
Can I have his feet, Master?
Meanwhile, the entire town of Delm's Heap, which sits between two rivers and is nestled against a mountain, is scrambling to defend itself amid the zombie horde they see approaching from miles across the plains. They begin to reinforce their stockade fence, outfit their militia and townsfolk with armor and weapons, prepare the wall's defenses with boiling tar, and prepare their siege weapons with boulders and repairs.
the old man and the group stand before the Lord of Delm's Heap, Lord Delm, and they're locked in conversation.
Who are these people? George, get my teeth forgot on the table.
I think he said he forgot his teeth on the table. Go ahead. It happens to me all the time.
What are you guys doing here, my keep?
Well,
I wasn't talking to you. Let me see here. We got an old fart who smells like prunes. And,
yeah, that's about right.
And that stuff that preserves, it's formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, I completely agree.
I wasn't talking to you, funny pigtail boy.
Okay.
We got that holy night thingy over there who looks like he's about as dumb as my pet dog.
Is he fluffy?
I wasn't talking to you either.
Sorry.
Shut up. His game.
And that Sherlock, you guys call him a shadow elemental. He looks like the only one with half a brain. What are you doing here? Now you can talk.
Okay, so first off, it started out when I was meeting my grandpa, and I was trying to, but I found out that he was like a ghost.
George slapped
and
this one.
Dean, you're well-intentioned, but you're dumb. So let's give him the abridged version. And here's a dictionary, so you can look that up. Mr. Lord Delm, I bow to you, sir. I apologize for trespassing on your property. However, as you're, I can see you're very well aware, there is a large group of zombies heading on this way.
Yeah, I saw them. Not your fault.
No, it's not. Not really.
Kind of, actually, now that I think about it.
Shut up.
Okay. You could throw them in the dungeon now.
No, hold on.
All right. What do you want?
I'll explain everything. Okay, we came here, all right? We're from another place. We came here. This is my planner device, and I need crystals in order to power it. We came here because I happen to know that there's a cave with the crystals I need. And as soon as I get them, we can get out of here. Unfortunately, we've been stuck by a necromancer who turned the entire town over in Livermore into zombies, and that's why they're heading on this way.
I've seen those rocks before. We call them blue crystal poopy rocks. Because it's in the cave, is in our sewer.
Oh! Wow,
that's terrible.
So,
there's a special way into it through my other throne. You know? The other throne?
You're saying that you, there's a cave with, these crystals, and you crap on them? Okay, terrific.
Sounds like a win, guys.
Yeah.
Perfect cave like system for
what? No!
Indoor plumbing.
I think this is one of those things where, okay, if we roll on anything, we need to roll on this one, because damn it, I am not going into the poopy tunnel to grab the poop crystals from the poop cave cavern so that we can charge your poop planer device.
We'll go together. It's all right. I wasn't going to have you go down there by yourself and contract
I'm sure there's some kind of moving water down there. You can bathe Dave, you or Dean. I can get your name right. You
Looking
can do this.
Way, Dean, when we all come out, you'll actually smell better.
What? Are you? Thanks, Grandpa.
You're welcome.
Think of it as like perfume.
You know, there are days when I really appreciate being an elemental.
Well, I can take you fool guys down there if you like. It's right through my private little chamber over there. Sure you know, is. If you're going to go down there, I don't mind. I mean, it's just a poopy place. I mean, don't bother me any. George, show them the way.
As they head over towards the door, Lord Delm begins to tell the old man and his companions that he is lord of the nearby towns like Livermore. And that his castle is the only protection for the nearby towns for a great distance. If Delm's Heap falls, it's likely that all other towns will be turned to zombies too.
Well, that's some pretty horrible stuff, Delm. I mean, sir, Lord, I mean, are you going to be able to hold all these zombies off by yourself?
Hey, pigtails, get over here for a second.
Okay.
Get over
He's
here.
He's going to touch me.
Yep, okay. You're gonna like it. Get over here.
I'm here. Just don't hurt me.
Now, I want you to remember this. I know your brain can't hold much, but maybe it can hold this. Down in them tunnels, you're gonna need something. All right?
The old man won't remember it.
The paladin can never remember his right from his left. And the elemental, he don't remember nothing. The drow, the fountain, and the pyromancer. You got it?
Actually, yes.
Purple
yes,
elf.
I do.
Flowing water. Fire dude.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Repeat it. Repeat it.
The drow, the fountain, and the necromancer.
No, you moron. Not the necromancer. Fire dude. Pyro.
Pyromancer. Got it.
Pyro. You know, like pie, but fire. Yeah. And man, sir.
God, we should stop for pie. Grandpa!
Nah.
We should go for pie after this.
Sounds great. Let's make sure there's a world that we can eat it in first.
All right, you guys, you have fun. It's right through there.
Lord Delm seals the door behind them as the group walks through the tunnel. Delm turns around and prepares his people for an impending war.
George, get them their tar pits ready, and Fred, you go ahead and take up the battlements and make sure the guys are ready to go.
The group begins to make their way into the tunnels, stumbling around in the darkness, looking for blue glowing crystals that will fill the old man's planner device. Ghostly whispers and shrill sounds and pained echoes call from the darkness, taunting them.
Wait, what?
Oh, that scares the crap out of me. Did you hear that? Guys, what the hell was that?
The only one seemingly unaffected is the paladin, whose aura of righteousness protects him from fear.
Hold on a second here, Mr. Announcer Guy. You said that there's ghosts around here?
I did, actually. Yeah, it's right here in the notes.
I don't like ghosts, man.
Ghostly
whisper. You can't stab a ghost with a dagger?
Sure. Uh-huh. Sounds.
Come here, Dean. I will I'll hold you there, sir. I'll at least comfort you.
I don't like this game. No, don't touch me!
Now I'm getting my voice is a little over dramatic. Who writes this crap? Oh, right. Forgot about all that.
A little bit.
So you're telling me that there's ghosts all around here, and then Lord Delm idiot didn't tell anybody.
Uh-huh. I can handle ghosts. I'm a paladin.
All right, well, stick close to the paladin, whose aura of I'm better than you this is, you know, going to help him out and screw the rest of us, I suppose.
Touched my foot! Oh, God!
Dean! Get a hold of yourself!
You slept like my mom!
There's reason for that. I've had to slap her! Now, here's the thing about ghosts. They can't actually hurt you. And they're kind of like cockroaches. There's a lot of them around.
I hate cockroaches. Dave, hold me. I meant Dean. Crap.
I'm getting a little scared myself, guys. Let me nudge in over here.
Get your back off of me.
I'm sorry about that. The group starts to make their way down the cavernous cavern. They can barely see anything. It's very dark. The old man takes his wand and lights it above his head so they have some source of light. They travel down the poopy ridden river at their feet. It really stinks in here, guys.
Literally a poop shoot.
Haha, look, guys, corn.
Oh, corn, come on.
Step over that. It's really disgusting.
Oh, these are times I'm glad I also can become ethereal. Watch.
That's cheating.
My nose has been broken so many times I can no longer smell.
Down the hallway appears, out of thin air, a girl in a white nightgown with black hair falling over her face and down her person.
Why, hello there, baby. How are you this evening?
Ah, you're a paladin, chased and all. I can handle this one. Hey, honey, how you doing?
She disappears in thin air.
She's a ghost. Okay, well, at least, you know, this is the right place for me to have added to the sewage.
Ghostly apparitions begin to come from the walls and walk through them, giving everyone the chills as they pass through to the other side.
I have goose pimples.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
I'm not wearing any underwear. That was kind of exhilarating.
Oh, dear God, that made it worse.
Anyone have any weird ectoplasm in their crotch?
That was a little too much information, old man.
For the first time in this show's history, I have been left speechless.
Grandpa always finds a way to just bring up his crotch in odd situations.
I really need to get back to my own plane of existence.
As they continue down the corridor, they find a giant room that extends farther back than anyone can see, filled with blue glowing shards locked up behind black iron bars. The iron bars are locked with no obvious keyhole.
Oh my God! Finally! We hit the jackpot, fellas!
Well, it's a good thing that we hit the jackpot. It sucks that we're on the wrong side of the jackpot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
God, if we only had someone ethereal who could move through these bars without, you know, running into them.
Well, I can try, but I may not be able to wake up again.
Oh, you mean
I
him?
I think I can handle this. Yes, I think I can handle this particular task. All right, let's see. Lock door. All right.
The shadow elemental disappears into thin air and reappears on the other side.
Do you see anything, bro?
I see lots of blue crystals glowing with some things on it. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is.
It's poo!
This is one of those rare moments where we actually have to use D&D base rules and do a roll check.
Hold on a second here. Shadow elemental thingy, dude. Just grab a couple of those crystals and come on over here.
How many do you need, old man?
Give me about five.
Five. All right, let's see.
That should give us more than enough trip. Shouldn't have to worry about this kind of thing.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm here now. I'm here.
Oh, we could always come back, you know.
How about we find a way to get the dang bars open and then get in there and get as many as we could ever want.
Yeah, five should be fine. It's what it needs. We'll come back.
I don't think I want to come down the boop chute again. I'm just saying.
That's true. You got your stuff over there, Mr. Shadowbend thingy dude?
Here you are. Five crystals.
Very good. Alright, now do the poofing and the popping and come on back.
Alright, give me 1 second. I will be right there.
The shadow elemental disappears into thin air and reappears in front of the group. Unfortunately, the five crystals he was holding has fallen to the ground where he was once standing behind the bars.
Oh, dear. I was afraid of that.
It didn't work out the way it did.
All right, Rogar, you know what this means. Ram it.
I'm on it.
Oh, this I've got to see.
I rolled a 13.
Rogar stands back, brings up his shield, charges the door, running full force toward the door, and slams into it, hurling himself backward into the poop at their feet, knocking himself out completely cold. The door doesn't move an inch.
If you hadn't described it before, I would not have believed this.
I know, it's awesome, isn't it? I mean, Wade, we gotta wake him up.
He does this all the time, doesn't he?
Once or twice.
That was a mean trick, guys, because if you just look to your left and your right, you can obviously see a pair of pillars over here that probably would unlock the door.
Oh.
Mom, is that you?
It's me, honey. Eat your vegetables.
I don't like the green ones.
Oh, look, he woke up.
Everyone decides to search around the pillars. Do a spot check, guys.
Spot check. What is a spot check on that?
Oh, wow!
1d20.
Alright.
I rolled a 1.
I'm dizzy. 20. I rolled a 9.
Natural 20.
What you got, Lou?
Natural 20.
Okay. Based on the rolls, the shadow elemental notices that the pillars which are four-sided stones and four feet tall, have pictures on them as well, on three sides. One of the sides is blank. Each pillar has a drow's face, a water fountain on the other, and a robed man with a cane shooting fire from his fingers on the third. And the fourth is a blank side.
Three pictures, one blank face.
Six pillars. How many?
Four stones.
No, faces. I don't think that could be it. It has to be something with this door. I'm going to try to tap my dagger against the door and destroy it through the art of resonance. See, what it is you tap it against it and it shakes to the point where it just destroys itself.
Rogar reaches over and slaps Dean.
Sometimes I just like to let him talk and see how dumb he gets. It's kind of fun.
There's got to be somewhere that he told us something about the king, the lord, told me drow's face, a drow, a fountain, and carpet mancer? No. Cake mancer.
Oh, yeah, pyromancer.
Pyromancer. Oh, we gotta get pie.
Pie.
Although I was harsh to the cake, but pie will work.
Well, nothing beats a good pecan pie, right? Yeah. High five. High five.
Totally. High five.
Obviously, I don't understand why he didn't say anything in the first place. He had to be all you know, crazy and with the speech and all that crap. But obviously, that's the key that opens up the door here. So, let's get to turning these things.
Dean runs over to one pillar. Joe.
We all mess up with that.
The paladin runs over to the second. And the shadow elemental over to a third. And they begin turning the pillars.
All right, which face are we all using? Any ideas?
What was the order again? What was it?
The order was the drow.
You get the purple elf. Yeah, I'll get the water thingy. You, elemental guy, you get the pecan guy.
The pyromancer. The pyromancer.
Pyromancer. All right. This old man. Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Here, the one that you're not touching, actually. I mean, you know. This one has a pyromancer on it already, and yeah, it doesn't move at all, actually. Hold on, let me get another one. No, it doesn't move at all.
Well, I can come over there and move it for you.
No, it might be here for a reason.
Okay.
So, alright. Lou, shadow elemental thingy dude. Choose, what we can do over there.
Alright, so who has the drow's face? Which order are we using them, old man?
Go with the drow's face, see if that happens.
Alright. Turning mine now.
Alright. Dean! Go with the pyromancer.
But we already have a pyromancer.
Go with the blank one.
I'll make mine the blank one. So that just leaves Rogar.
Do I use the funny elf or
go with the funny elf?
The funny elf, the water?
Yeah, water fountain. Go with the water fountain.
All right, water fountain.
They turn the pillars around. Nothing happens. However, the shadow elemental moves his into position, and there's a loud click, and the stone pillar drops about 2 inches down.
Ho! That seems to have worked. For something, at least.
Oh, that looked like it worked! Lou! Shadow elemental thing you do!
It's my fault.
Which one do you have?
I had the pyromancer.
Okay! Dan, turn yours now!
Okay. Just turn it till it clicks into place?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. How's that?
Dean turns the stone until it clicks and locks into place and drops again. Finally realizing what's going on, the group does the same thing for the final one. And the door unlocks, swings open.
Aha! I can't believe we actually did it!
Oh, we finally did it! Neither can I, actually.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and again.
A Fluffy! Where's the Fluffy?
It's a turn of phrase. Thanks.
What?
Well, I'll tell you later.
The old man promised me I could pet him in the pet shop back in the town, and I never got my chance, because zombies and elementalists, I want a Fluffy!
I know.
Don't worry, we'll get you to pet a freaking Fluffy or something or other.
Okay.
Guys, fill your pockets with those crystals if you can. I'm going to need as many as we can get.
I am wearing armor, sir. I will do my best.
I have pockets! No, for real, like, I'm a rogue. I have pockets everywhere. This is awesome.
The group runs inside, grabs as many of the crystals as they can reasonably carry, stuffs it into their packs. Meanwhile, Stims appears in the middle of a vast cemetery on the other side of Delm's Heap. His zombie horde has finally made it to the gates of Delm's Heap and are battering the gate down. The fight's ensuing. Part of the wall starts collapsing in on itself a little bit. Stims realizes if he were to just
bolster their numbers a little, I will take the town of Delm's Heap.
He raises his arms in the air and his staff of black magic and necromancy. Hundreds of reanimated corpses began to punch through the ground in the cemetery he's standing in and pull themselves out from the ground.
Yes! Attack! Delm's Heap! Delm's Heap shall fall, and with it, the entire kingdom of Feldland will be mine!
To be continued.
And stay tuned in 2 weeks for episode 8, where we will find out what happens next on Dungeon Quest. Everybody, I'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode. How to reach us is pretty simple. If you want to email this show about anything you would like, ideas, thoughts on the show, you name it. That's D, what is our email again? Oh, dqpodcast @gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @dqpodcast. You can follow us individually. I am @thewidget, WIGIT. Evarwin is @Evarwin, right? Simple. EVARWYN. Dan is @boontini, which is boon_tini, right? Dan? Yo, mute.
That is correct.
Okay, cool. Dave is @dienforce. D-I-E-N force. Louis Olan can be found @gamerguy11b. And am I forgetting anything, Yvarwin?
No, sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. In 2 weeks, we'll come back for another episode of Dungeon Quest. Dungeon Quest is a Quest Gaming Network production in association with Millith Network. Well, everybody, keep on rolling those dice. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Take care, everyone. Be safe. May the Force be with you.
Hi, everybody. See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Have a great one.
Take care, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. See you all again next time.
Quest Gaming Network. Great people, great podcasts, a better network.